some street talk, street gun, street vlogs. All right, back on the GoPro minis. Switch it up.
You know, actually, everyone's so salty about the Migos.
Migos!
I think, was it Virgil Abloh who said the Migos is essentially the Beatles of our generation? Super sad that one of the dudes got shot and killed. Yeah, it's if you think about what Achilles said, all the wealth in the world, it don't matter if he's dead, right? And also pro tips. Yeah, maybe everyone should just get a GoPro mini. Everyone should get a GoPro minis. Everyone should have at least one Bitcoin. Okay, so big news. Big news. Did a big trade. Took what? 8.8 Bitcoins. 8.8 Bitcoins, transferred all to Chainlink. Transfer, trade, convert, whatever you want to call it, is what? 20,000. 20,800. Not good with numbers. But, anyways, mucho dinero. Okay. So I called my, Lamborghini Aventador. What? A Lambo Aventador is what? 350k, I guess. Still got another 1.1 Bitcoin stashed in a different wallet. So yeah, the digital wallets and stuff is gonna be a good idea. So some thoughts. So the first thought is, ironically enough, the less you care about money, the more crazy bets you could, like, I think obviously just 2017 had the big epiphany. I'm like, yo, money's fake. It's all fake monies. What is the monies? What is the US dollars? The fiat currency is some nerd at a computer who just clicked a button and boom, $10 trillion in the economy, right? And I think this is where it's been so useful studying like Flash Boys or studying finance, right? Is that, I mean, just think about it more mathematically and scientifically and just more critically. It's all just ones and zeros in a computer. Now that they're essentially trying to get rid of cash money currencies. So for example, a lot of restaurants, they don't even accept cash no more. Like, use a drug lord and you got like tons of dollar bills. Yeah, good luck. Can't even buy a couple coffee with cash anymore. It's not like some conspiracy theory. It's just hugely practical. So for example, and this is where it's also useful talking to like real life human beings and stuff like that. Is that like a lot of employees are secretly stealing money, cash money? Like my mom worked at a sushi restaurant, worker, waitress for a long time, and then actually one of the managers, who everyone knew was a super nice, cool guy. Good job, Apple Photos teams. Oh, you want to holla at the EKs? Irk@irkim.com. Holla at your boy. Ooh, yeah, nice. Sun loves these. That's pretty cool.
We found out low-key that
the head manager, who we thought was a super duper nice guy, was low-key stealing money from the whole institution for like a decade. And then finally we found out. Nice pictures. Ooh, good job. So it's gonna loop for what, how many minutes? 32 minutes. Vitrines_project_, that's a resolution, merged press. Good job. Y'all switching it up. I'd never want to see the same picture twice. Never the same one twice. Yes. I have this like funny habit. I always go like often in the morning. Not always, but sometimes, a lot of times, I'll like open up Safari. Use Safari, don't use Chrome. Chrome is ugly. I'll go to the Apple.com website, the Tesla.com website, and I hate it when the stuff is always the same. 8777 Washington Boulevard. Send loves. Ooh, transition. EK in the house. Watch your spouse.
What were we talking about? But anyways, yeah, my mistake.
I think the only real way we could think about the monies is, sell directly to customers, or provide service directly to customers. Seems like a good idea. Ultimately, what is the monies good for? I mean, simple. One, paying rent, right? Easy. Two, buying meat at Costco, the leg lamb roast, the Wagyu ground beef is good. Or you can just go to local Mexican market, get tripe, tendon, cabeza, lengua, intestine, small intestine, large intestine, tripe, beef liver, beef kidney, beef heart, essentially the organ meats. The demigod diet, which I propose, is just look at what Achilles ate as a kid with Centaur, the Chiron the Centaur. What he eats, he ate like bone marrow, mostly bone marrow, then hearts, right? Sounds like a good diet. And actually, like,
I almost wonder if so many of modern day ills is due to the fact that
we're just essentially undernourished. We're not eating enough meat. Pork ain't meat. Chicken ain't meat. Turkey ain't meat. Fish ain't meat. It's funny because, like, okay, so actually,
I really like fish.
I mean, my mom's from
Busan and the coast city. So growing up, I ate so much fish. I love fish.
Tastes really good. Especially the Koreans. We had this thing called like the yellow croaker. It tastes very good. Like even as a kid with chopsticks, with the metal ones, the stainless steel ones,
that's when you know you've got real skills.
Deboning the fish or just eating the fish straight up. If you go to BCD, the Korean soft tofu place in LA, they always give you the fish. I eat the head and all. I always impress everybody whenever I eat the whole thing. But anyways, the
first basic.
I need to tape up this damn bright light thing on the tops. Super effing distracting. Yeah, actually, what's more distracting, the light on top or the logo on the side? Both distracting. Just block it out. Just put a black Sharpie. Okay. Much better. All you gotta know is like if it's a kind of recording. So actually, pro tip to the GoPros team, the bright light indicator on top is actually insanely distracting. Just like either figure a way to turn it off or something like that. More zen is the betters. I wonder if it doesn't even need it. Next GoPro mini, you don't need no notification thing, no nadas. Just have it connect through your smartphone and do everything. You don't need no. The only physical button you need is record on, record off, and that's good. And then if you want to keep it super simple to know whether it's recording or not, just have a single indicator in the back of the camera so ain't no distractions. I've actually discovered that one of the hardest ways to focus is when you got a blinking light or a status something. It's a big distraction. Anyways, fiat currency all fake today. Oh, Going Infinite by Michael Lewis, super interesting. Also, reading Flash Boys by Michael. It seems like all of the books by Michael Lewis are all really good. So actually the funny thing is, this is where it's good to study some journalists, like at least the one with Huevos, is that journalists kind of, the good ones, right? They kind of come to things with like some sort of critical eye, and they are maximally
kind of like suspicious or low-key, like they're good judges. They're kind of good sleuths. They're kind of like good Sherlock Holmeses, and having the outsider perspective is often useful. So for example, like the trouble with like conspiracy theories is that some of them is true, some of them is false. An easy way to live life is just pay for the ChatGPT premiums, don't be a cheapo, and then just ask your conspiracy theories. And ChatGPT is pretty good because it prevents you from having conspiracy theory loopholes. So for example, like I met this the one guy at the gym who told me about Chainlink. He told me about like, it's like, yeah, you know, like Hitler wasn't actually killed. They never found his body. He's like, you know, Operation Paperclip, American peoples just, you know, picked him up. And so just Google it. I'm like, I ain't finna Google that. That sounds like some crazy shit, right? And then anyways, so like literally what? Like 3-4 years later, I'm just like, just thought about it. I'm like, what would ChatGPT think, right? And this is where it's good to delay. So I type in Operation Paperclip into ChatGPT-4's, and actually I'm like, oh, I guess it did happen. It's like, it is a real thing. That's crazy, right? And actually I think it's useful to think and consider in terms of these conspiracy theories that like sometimes like it's true, and then sometimes it's like over exaggerated. So whether, you know, they never found Hitler's body, whatever, I'm like, it doesn't really matter. Like, that's the big thing, is that a lot of people's, they want conspiracy theories to be true because they hate themselves in their lives, and they're looking for essentially a scapegoat. The Rene Girard theory from Peter Thiel is pretty useful. This idea of mimetic theory and also scapegoating, it might be some sort of low-key universal human emotional thing. But anyways, So yeah, ChatGPT is good. I mean, AI is the future. I mean, I predict that AI could be the next 100 trillion, 1,000 trillion dollar industries, right? Especially with the militaries. Like, yeah, I think the Anduril, the Peter Thiel, the Founders Fund, they founded a really good AI drone warship thing. Hello. And it's kind of a useful thing too, because yeah, maybe the future of fighting is you don't got to get no real soldiers to kill each other. You're just going to have a bunch of bots killing each other, which seems like a better idea. But alas, there's still going to be a lot of human lives lost, which is super sad. And I don't condone war. I would prefer maybe in the futures, military battles and wars and conflicts. Yeah, bot versus bot. Don't let no humans get involved. Or it could all be cyber, right? Just information warfare, maybe. Nobody's lost. I mean, honestly, like even China, mainland China, Russia, nobody wants to die. No one wants to kill. They just want more power and influence. So if you just have them all kind of stealing information from each other, it's kind of more of an economic battle of the future, not going to be a monetary one. All right. So continuing our thinking. Also, the good thing with the GoPro Mini is you can put it super close to your face. ASMR yourself. Super loud. Yeah, actually, it looks like a lot of people often ruin their vocal cords because they gotta project too much. So if you want to become a more effective talker, just have a GoPro Minis. Yeah, but that's not flattering. You make your nose look big. It's like, nobody cares, right? Just export as audio and turn into a podcast or something. So some other thoughts, like what is the role of like Google SEO, search engine optimization, especially in the world of AI? So it looks like Microsoft is super smart. They put a big investment into OpenAI. It's like Sam Altman kind of got like shoot off the CEO board or board of directors or something. Not 100% sure what's happening, but uh it's still important because I guess Bing is making a huge comeback. It's like ChatGPT is searching the webs. It just uses Bing to scrape it. Yeah, maybe a good time to buy Microsoft stock. So yeah, let's make Bing cool again, right? Yeah, honestly, ChatGPT is so funny. So like certain people that I found super innovative and great thinkers include Peter Thiel in his 01 book. He predicted so much. Like the simple heuristic in terms of entrepreneurship, there are very few books worth reading. Typically, only read books by the innovator themselves. So for example, the Invent and Wander by Jeff Bezos. I mean, it's kind of just like co-authored by him, which seems like a better book, edited by him and Walter Isaacson. I mean, I think the Invent and Wander book is pretty good because it's essentially just like, it's kind of like Warren Buffett. It's like just a collection of his shareholder letters. And the thing that I find so insanely innovative is he essentially had his vision for building Amazon into being the thing it is today ever since he was still having what, his minivan or his Honda Odyssey or whatever, just shipping things to the USPS, and also just having the cheapo door frame doors as the desks. So anyone who criticizes Jeff Bezos, I'm like, you just hate Jeff Bezos because you don't have any huevos like Jeff Bezos. And actually what a lot of people find, I think the foolishness or the naivete of a lot of peoples is that they think, oh, you know, I wish I was Jeff Bezos and a billionaire so I could buy $1 billion worth of Lamborghinis and Ferraris. I'm like, y'all superficial. True innovators are actually really scrappy and innovative and like, I don't like saying the word frugal, but like kind of like clever, I guess. Like for example, Elon Musk, SpaceX did it. Like anyone who criticized Elon Musk in the grasshopper and SpaceX, I'm like, y'all's just like salty because you's not accomplishing your life. So don't trust small people. And it's just radical cost reduction. Like even like the Tesla Model 3s, they keep making the prices cheaper, which I think is a good thing for society and mass electric, etc. Can you imagine how sad it'd be if for the rest of life there'd only be Toyota Corollas on the road? Yeah, it's like Kanye's like, I pull up in my Range Rover, slightly scratch your Corolla. Even though there's a lot of things to critique about some Tesla design, I'm like, come on, man. Like, don't. It's like, I'm so glad that they done built it. Maybe I'll get this Tesla Model X. Even like as a fun hippie strategy, right? Maybe it's better to just buy an old used Tesla Model S or X or whatever, and just be one of those hippie people who live in it. Because at least, I mean, it's funny because Tesla Model X not even that big, but I guess you could fold down the rear seats and you could just sleep like that in a homeless person. It's actually funny because if I was a Novu, if I was still just like a weird random solo bachelor and I live in the States, I'd probably just like just live in a Tesla or something like that. Or don't live in the States, like live in Thailand or Cambodia or Vietnam or whatevs. America is I think America is great because you have maximum freedom, which a lot of people like. Actually, the thing that's difficult too is it's actually really difficult to meet Americans who are actually super pro-America. It's also funny too, because like within the educated elite,
I ain't never met nobody who was just like, I'm proud to be American. Like, they don't even use the word American. Like, when you wave a flag, right? They think you, like, you know, like, you're just like a, you're giving fellatio to Donald Trump, right? I'm like, no, it's like, I did Boy Scouts. I'm an Eagle Scout. For my Eagle Scout project, I did a beautification project for this, like, kid center for, like, sexually abused kids in Alameda, Oakland, Bay Area, 510, 111 for life. And yeah, so I got American pride. I'm just like, people's gonna be like, what is you, right? You do the smart ass thing and be like, I'm American. It's funny, it's like, does Donald Trump even care about America? I think Donald Trump cares for, like, business, power, influence, and monies. Does Joe Biden care for America? Not really. Like, he only cares for, like, politics to have political power. I mean, just, like, look at his son, right? It's like, if his son did good things or bad things, it doesn't even matter. It just means, like, just look at pictures of him being a degenerate. So, obviously, Mr. Biden didn't do a good job of fathering him. If the sons end up becoming degenerates, it's usually the fault of the fathers. Yeah, makes sense. I mean, like, you look at the kids too, right? Kids typically, not always, right, become a manifestation of the parents. So if the kids is kind of messed up, it's because the parents kind of messed up. And then the parents messed up because their parents messed them up. Look at the grandparents, they're the ones to blame. Or, you know, they just kind of was raised in difficult situations. Even things that I've discovered and noticed, there's much a different mentality between peoples who's born to the refugee families and came to America just like via the amnesty, I guess, rather than people who came here willingly. So I guess one of the good things about being Korean Americans is that, like, Koreans came to America willingly in pursuit of greater opportunities, like the land of opportunity, right? Versus, like, Vietnamese people, the boat peoples, a lot of refugees after the fall of Saigon came here as refugees. So they're always going to be stuck in a refugee mentality, which is about paucity and, like, everything can be taken for you. Whereas Koreans, I think there's more of a sense of abundance and also scrappiness to the a lot of early Koreans who came to the States. Very entrepreneurial. They had to start from nothing. And obviously there's still a lot of racism against Koreans and first generation. But now I guess it's cool to be Korean. Looks like I was born at the wrong time. What is we to do about all this? I mean, I think ultimately, I mean, simple thing, like following your passion. Like, actually one of the earliest essays and book entries that I got, it's like, follow your passion, why you should follow your passion. People say, oh, it's not realistic, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, it's not, but like, so is sending humans to Mars, right? So I think that, like, I don't know, just life in general, it's the world don't need more doctors or lawyers or, you know, programmers, tech workers. I think the world needs more innovators, creatives, kind of more crazy peoples, people like Eric Kim. And I think society disdains the aberrant and the different and the unorthodox. So being able to skirt orthodoxy is a very good idea, because America thrives on unorthodoxy. I mean, like, you think about it, even the early settlers who came to the States, right? They all give the middle finger to the British, threw all the tea into the sea. And they're just like a bunch of ratchet pirates, right? And then the founding fathers, you think about the certain things like liberty, pursue happiness, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I think the early vision of America was like,
kind of like minimize governmental meddling in personal affairs, but you know, having the basics, obviously, like having the police, the fire department, whatever. So anyone who is just like anti-police, the real bad guys here is the advertisers, a lot of the race riots and stuff like that, directly or indirectly linked to advertising. Because you know, think about it this way: it's like said person said racist X, Y, and Z, anti-Semitic, anti-Jewish, da 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 da. You know, who makes the money? Google AdSense. Who makes money? Facebook, Meta Corporation, Instagrams, whatever. It's like, you get more people to look at ads, then you're gonna get more people to click on ads and view ads, and therefore the news agencies, the social media agencies make their money. And actually, it's funny too, because like, and I don't really think anyone's quote evil, like these are corporations that need to make a profit, right? Like, even to my understanding, I mean, this is just my thought, I bet you Google, YouTubies, they're actually probably not that profitable. My theory too is, I bet you YouTube is actually operating still as a loss. Like they're so desperate to get advertisers on the platform, and like obviously they get some money, but like the amount of information and bandwidth being consumed by YouTube, I'm certain is tremendous. And I bet you that the advertising dollars that Google, YouTube gets from advertisers, I bet you it barely covers server costs. In fact, they might be operating in the red. They're still trying to figure it out. I mean, Google search is still probably the goat. Like, you search for something and those ads pop up. That seems like it's still the main profit driver. Like, even Google Maps, they're trying to add more ads into it, which I find very annoying. But yeah, I mean, the amount of money required to maintain Google Maps, the information, those 360 driving cars to do the Google Street View, I'm sure it's extremely expensive. So yeah, my personal prediction, I mean, like, to some extent, I think Google will always be, like, how long has Google been around? It's been around since I was in elementary school. I actually remember using Google, the first version of Google, when I was in like computer class, when I was still in Bayside, Queens at PS169. Yeah, I still remember PS169 Bayside, Queens, the computer class using Google, right? And this is also where he found Maddox, right? It's like maddox.xmission.com, Eric Kim's first foray into blogging. And so, what, I'm 35 now. I discovered that when I was, what, 12 years old, 20 years ago. So I mean, like, certainly Google's gonna be around for at least another 20 years. But I don't know, my personal thought is, now with ChatGPT's, AI's, Bing, it's gonna be a slow transition. Future's not looking good for Google. I mean, my big bet is, I think if you're in the traditional market, you're on Robinhood, whatever, just short Google, not looking good for Google. Amazon is still gonna be robust because Amazon Web Services, the whole internet runs on AWS, and also Netflix and streaming platforms is gonna be good. Also, thoughts on Facebook Meta? Yeah, the Mark Zuckerberg made the wrong bet buying out Oculus. Unfortunately, VR is not gonna be the future, it's gonna be AI. Because like, no matter how good and cheap the Quest is, or the Meta Quest, or whatever's, right, people like, also Apple, like, I mean, I think the Vision Press Quo Pro thing is, I mean, I think it's cool. It's like, yeah, that the thing never finna be mainstream. Unfortunately, the the future is still gonna be phones. People just want a small device that could fit in their back pocket or whatever's. Yeah, my big innovation, I think, if you want to build it with me, just shoot me an email, eric@erickim.com. I think the future is going to be some sort of haptic phone. Like, imagine a phone without a screen that, imagine like Braille for your fingertips, the haptic feedbacks, and the way it buzzes, you kind of get a mind-body communication with the device. which helps you understand what it's trying to tell you. And and essentially you could just ChatGPT, Windows, probably gonna, you guys should make a new phone, and it could just, you could just ask it things all the time. It's gonna be a personal assistant. Like, imagine like the movie Her, but like less creepy, I suppose, is gonna be a good feature.